One Aussie who's been taking the world stage by storm this year is our very own Guy Sebastian. He's the only Australian male artist to ever achieve 6 number one singles, 2 number one albums in chart history. He stole Europe's heart when he competed in Eurovision. He's been busy touring, coaching young stars as a judge on X Factor, and he's just launched his brand new single, Black and Blue. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning. I'm tired from the intro.
Yeah, just a quiet year there. Gee, what do you mean?
It's a lot.
What am I doing with my life? All right. So first of all, congrats on the new single, Black and Blue. Tell us about the song.
The chorus basically, you know, says somebody's going to love you like I never did. You know, they're going to hold you like I never held you. And the thought of that leaves me black and blue. You know, it's kind of being bruised from knowing that you didn't treat somebody well and that somebody else is going to get the opportunity to. And I think, you know, a lot of us can relate to that. I personally relate to it in the sense that, I haven't had a lot of girlfriends in my life. I've been with Jules for a long time. I met her at church and we sung together and, on stage and stuff. And then we split up a little while and ended up getting back together. But I remember we split up because I was pretty much a jerk as a boyfriend. But,
it's good you can just admit your fault, Guy.
Yeah, look, I think I was just preoccupied. You know, I was playing a lot of AFL and a lot of cricket at the time. And in any spare time I had, I was in a church band, and then I was in my own doing my own stuff. And of course, like, I studied really hard too. You know, I have pretty strict parents, and they were like, you know, you need a fallback plan, you know, on your music. So I studied, and I think I just made, you know, the girlfriend thing the last priority. So if I didn't see her for a week, I'd be like, yeah, it's all good. What do you mean? What do you mean? That's weird.
Oh, Guy, but you've learnt now.
So she dumped me. Exactly. It took her dumping me and me being heartbroken and all that sort of stuff for me to learn.
Ah, well, there is still a happy ending. And Anyway, my husband actually did the same thing to me before we got married. So there you go.
Really?
Side note.
We were just chatting off air about your husband. He's like the perfect specimen of man. You'll have to tell him. The first time Jules saw your husband, I looked at her and I thought, you've never looked at me that way.
Oh, my goodness.
She'd be so embarrassed. But anyone who doesn't know what Emma's husband looks like, he is a very handsome fella.
He is a very attractive man. I'm going to have to post a photo of him on our Facebook page now. But I will very happily
Actually,
do that.
For all the males in the country, just don't. Leave it a mystery.
Now, Guy, that's the brand new single. Is there a new album on the way?
Look, I've been writing the album and I'm just been sort of quite busy, you know, with stuff, you know, with travel and touring. I just finished a Europe tour and I just did the X Factor and prior to that I did an arena tour here in Australia and I'm about to do a tour as well around the country starting in January. We're doing all the regional centres around Australia, you know, from all through Queensland and New South Wales to, down, you know, West Coast as well. So it's
awesome.
It's going to be a pretty busy time, but in the midst of all that, I have been writing it's been nice, like just a bit of a different sound and I've been, you know, it's sort of really diving into the production side of stuff a lot heavier than I usually do. You know, usually I'll sort of produce everything up to a certain point and then I'll hand over the production to, you know, some producers that I really like. And whereas I'm sort of doing quite a lot of it now myself and I'm enjoying it.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you did just mention Eurovision, and I don't think we can talk 2015 without talking Eurovision. You were the first Aussie to ever compete. Would you say it was a career highlight? Have you got plans for Europe now?
Yeah, look, it was something that was very strange and random. If you asked me at the start of the year, you know, what I wanted to do, Eurovision wouldn't have probably been something I would have even thought was on the radar. But, you know, I got a phone call that basically said, Guy, you know, Australia's in Eurovision. We want you to represent Australia as our contestant or whatever it is that you call them. And I thought it was a prank. I thought it was one of you guys on radio just having a laugh. But then it ended up being, you know, eventuating, and I headed over to Vienna, and it was just an amazing experience. It was actually a lot of fun, and, you know, a lot of different cultures and, you know, people from, you know, different countries that speak different languages and have different backgrounds, but all coming together in a very happy, positive way through music, you know, and it was just, I really enjoyed the spirit of the whole event.
So good, so good. And between that and X Factor, what do you think your highlight has been?
I would say probably the highlight of this year, away from the career, you know, like I did a tour in Europe, which was a lot of fun, and you know, it sort of took me back to how it is when you are starting as an artist, because over there I am sort of, you know, like I do have a ways to go as far as, you know, like I went from playing arenas, you know, Rod Laver and Sydney Qantas Credit Union Arena and stuff, to being in little dive bars, and it was one of the most fun times of my life, because it was just kind of mainly me solo with a very stripped back outfit on stage, and I just really enjoyed it, and I think that's what inspired this upcoming tour as well, just to strip it all back again. But
yeah,
I'd say the highlight has been my foundation stuff. You know, this week we've got our annual event for the Sebastian Foundation, and we've we do a carols event. We've got myself singing, Tim Amaji, we've got Kate Miller-Heidke, John Williamson, Peppa Pig and Sam Moran and Paddington are all there, and
awesome
Santa. And you know, it's a opportunity for us to showcase the highlights of the year, which for me has been, yeah, stuff we've done through the foundation. We built a kitchen up in Gunnedah, and that services 7,500 people, you know, a lot who are drought-stricken, a lot of people who are homeless and in need, and just in general people who are struggling a little bit. And,
yeah,
you know, we built a playground up in the Blue Mountains where people lost homes, and there's a counselling centre there where, you know, parents, a lot of the times they can't be vulnerable and, you know, show their emotions and break down in front of their children because they have to be the strength. And so we built this playground so that the kids could go and play in this fenced off playground while the parents receive the help they need, and, you know, the various other things. We just gave $55,000 to the Westmead Children's Hospital with their music therapy program there, which is just a stunning job that they do. And I'd have to say setting up the foundation and some of the projects we've done that are there has been the highlight.
Wow, that's awesome. And that is called the Sebastian Foundation. You can check out the website and see how you can be part of that as well. And you and Jules, your beautiful wife Jules, have been appointed the City of Sydney Christmas Ambassadors for 2015. That's pretty cool.
We have. It is. We love Christmas. I think, you know, like I think it was one of the main, you know, I guess the inspiration to have kids is I just love Christmas, and I wanted kids to buy presents for and to do the whole caroling thing. And look, Sydney's a great place to be, you know, in Sydney for Christmas is just, it's stunning. You know, not only do you have all the beautiful landmarks that we have here, but, you know, all the things that they're doing in the city as far as all the activities and free events that are on. Yeah, it's pretty stunning. Like, I should know all the details about it all, but I think the website's, you know, City of Sydney website has all these different events that people can go and check out, and it's awesome.
So, so good. Guy, I know we're almost out of time, but just quickly, we've got to ask you something about, well, Christmas is in 2 weeks. Oh, my goodness. Now, you've mentioned, you know, you're a dad now, two little boys. How will you be spending your Christmas day?
Look, we're heading back to Adelaide. And we're
gonna, awesome.
You know, where I'm from. And it's where my family is. You know, my parents are still there. My youngest brother, who just got married, Jeremy's still there. And so we're just going to take the kids and, you know, everyone's just going to hang out. I've actually rented a farm, like on hundreds of acres. We've got this farm to just escape down in Adelaide and turn our phones off and, you know, play board games and just connect, I guess, as a family and just be, I guess, just a family unit again. You know, it's sort of with busyness of life and travels and, you know, things and hardships and things that you go through, you sort of, I don't know, you just need to find those times, and that's what we're going to do.
Totally.
kind of fishing. And how about you and your genetically blessed other half? What are you guys?
Well, believe it or not, Guy.
Yoga by the beach.
No, we are going to. No. We are actually similar to Radelaide. We are going to Ipswich. Do you know where that is?
In Queensland.
Yep. Yep.
That's where. I think I'm playing up near Ipswich, actually. But
So that's
I'm literally going everywhere.
That's where I'm from, and
that's where your family's going to be.
Yep, that's where all my family is. So my dear husband Terence is going to brave the 40 degree heat in outback Queensland.
Oh yes.
And sit in a paddock.
us darker skinned guys, we don't love the sun as much as a lot of you whiter skinned people, because dark skin sort of absorbs heat. And we get very warm.
I've already prepped him. We've worked out ways to manage it, including water pistols and sprinklers. And
nice.
We've got a plan.
How old, if you don't mind me asking, are your kids?
They are 6 and 5. They're 14 months apart. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yep.
That's awesome. They'd be very close. Well, they get into the full swing of Christmas. You know, I've got mine's 1 and 3, soon going on 2 and 4. But, you know, the 4-year-old's all over Christmas this year. It's a lot more fun when they get it.
I
love it.
Totally. Love it, Guy. Thank you so much for having a chat.
My pleasure. Thank you. And to you and Terence and all your family and your listeners, thanks so much for all your love and support and prayers and everything all through the years. And cheers for the chat. Have a great Christmas.
And grab the new single, Black and Blue, and check out the Sebastian Foundation as well, doing some awesome stuff.